Hi, this is Zach. We are reporting from the Poor People's March that started at 4 o'clock. The rally was at 4 o'clock at Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza. The march started at about 5:45. The march does not have a permit. People started from the plaza. The march is being led by handicapped and deaf people. The police allowed them to take the streets. There's at least 1,000 people in the streets here, and several hundred people with video cameras at the front of the march, sort of in front of the march, videotaping it. The police are keeping people from the sides of the street from entering the march. The only way to enter the march is from behind, so you feed into it. The march itself has its own peacekeepers that are forming a cordon between the people who are in the march and the people who are out of the march. There's a large number of National Lawyers Guild's observers. There's a huge number of police. We're moving forward along with the head of the march here. It's actually already made it to 46th Street and, I don't know what this cross here is. I think this is 2nd. Yeah, 46th Street and 2nd. The march stops every once in a while. Actually, they just stopped for a red light to make sure that they are not jaywalking, I guess. But the police look like they're guiding them through. Basically, the street here is a one-way street. The police have it cordoned off so the traffic can go down one side of the street and the people can go down the other side of the street. The police really seem to be cooperating with this march rather than stopping it, but there has been heavy negotiation between the leaders of the march and the police. It was definitely the case that early on in the march, it seemed that the police were going to stop it. It was completely unknown when they started whether they would be allowed to take the streets or whether everybody would be arrested. It's still unknown whether there's going to be a point at which the police attempt to arrest the marchers. The police are very calm, though. Nobody's they have helmets. Nobody has riot gear. Nobody seems to have tear gas or gas masks. I haven't seen any heavy weaponry or the sort of non-lethal weaponry that was employed in Miami. All right, so that's where we're at now. We'll call if anything new breaks loose. It's kind of an exciting, charged atmosphere right now because nobody knows quite what's going to happen. But it's very, very spirited. The marchers are chanting, hey, hey, ho, ho. Poverty has got to go.
Excellent.
And so, yeah, we'll call back with more.